Yeah, it's Mr. Encore. Fantasy sports and politics crew. Yeah, check. Fantasy sports and politics. Ain't no other talk show hot as this. Cover every sport and we get it all right. Log on the site, you can listen tonight. Talk about the game, who in first place. You can even call up, state your own case. Football, b-ball, soccer too. Log on, ain't nobody stopping you. It's Fantasy Sports and Politics Crew. Yeah, come on. Fantasy Sports and Politics Crew. Yeah. Fantasy Sports and Politics Crew. Fantasy Sports and Politics Crew. Yeah, log on. Peace.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Fantasy Sports and Politics Crew Show. It's me, it's Mr. FSP, holding it down for my crew, waiting to see where they are. As tonight, we have a very special guest coming on the show. Tonight, NFL wide receiver Denarian McCants joins the crew and myself to discuss the NFL and its current health plan and state of its health situation, concussions and plans, and exactly what is the NFL's plan. What did they have in place while he was playing to help the many, many people that suffer from head injuries or replacement hips, replacement knees, stuff like that. So he's going to talk to us about that. But more importantly, Denarian is going to talk to us about his music. Since leaving the NFL, he's become a personal trainer and turned his passion for competition into music. And he has several tracks that we're going to showcase today. We're going to, I guess you can say, we're not going to preview it. We're going to play some tracks and we're going to see what Denarian's working with. He's got a nice soul sound. I compared some of the titles to his songs to something R. Kelly would write. And in a conversation he and I had back and forth on Facebook, pretty much put Michael Jackson, number one, and R. Kelly, number two. Now, I'm going to fight with him about that because, you know, Kells, he's a good producer, good singer, very creative. But I got to say that Prince has got to be number two. It's got to be. It's not a 1B. But we've got that coming up on the show today. About 8:15, 8:20-ish, that's when Denarian is going to come on the air. But right now, let me bring in the regular host of the show, JT ATM Money. What's going on, JT?
Not much, man. Busy. What can I tell you?
Hey, you got to pay the bills, dude. Got to pay the bills.
Yep.
I was just telling the folks what's going to happen on today's show, how Denarian is going to speak to us about his music as well as some issues going on in the NFL. And, you know, we're going to preview some of his songs once he gets on. But he's going to come on around 8:15-ish. So what I want to do is I want to talk a little bit about tonight's NFL game before he comes on the air, because we're going to transition directly into the healthcare plan for the NFL.
Okay. And now, some players right now definitely need it.
Yeah. Honestly, the players are dropping like flies left and right. And we've been after this show, we're gonna have an announcement. But I've been playing a lot of our older shows and some of the predictions that we made this summer or last year, and even last week, are, you know, up in the air right now because that's what's happening. And you know, injuries are happening left and right. And you told people they were crazy to get rid of certain players. I'll let the folks hear that once I make the announcement. I believe we have our other co-host on the line. I believe this is Jeff the Joker on the line. Is this Mr. Joker?
Hello?
It is not. No, this is Denarian. How you doing, Denarian? Hello?
Hi, this is Jeff. This is the Joker.
Yeah, I said it wasn't Jeff, and he said, hello. I'm like,
yeah.
What's going on?
He wasn't expecting you. He's expecting me. So that's why.
Oh, okay.
Obviously, Jeff ain't looking at the Facebook stuff I'm putting up. Denarian's supposed to be coming on the show today. Denarian McCants. He's going to talk about the health care plan for the NFL and stuff like that. But Jerry and I were about to jump into tonight's NFL game. You've got Doug Martin with a torn labrum, and the Bucks are talking about he might not be done for the season. Crazy, but possible. Then you've got Roddy White with a bad ankle. Steven Jackson may or may not come back this week with his messed up ankles, and just players dropping left and right. In this game, you're supposed to see the return of Jonathan Stewart to the mix. You know, he's been gone for a while. He had two ankle surgeries. So
I think he's coming back next week.
Yeah, I don't think he's coming back this week.
Oh, okay. I thought he was playing today. Okay.
No.
Guess I was wrong. But let's talk about this real quick. This game and transitioning to injuries, as Denarian should be calling in about 10 minutes or so. So just put him out there. I'm going to start with Jeff and then go with Jerry. What is it about this game that would make you tune in? That's what I'm saying. What about the Panthers versus the Bucks will make people tune in and all the injuries on both of these teams?
You know, I'll tell you, these Thursday night games, they drive me a little bit crazy because sometimes, you know, when it comes to fantasy, some guys are guys you're going to start every week no matter what, but some guys are marginal, and it forces you to make a decision on a marginal guy 3 days before you really want to. For example, Chris Olsen, he's a good tight end. He's cooled off a little. He's banged up, and usually I don't like a banged up guy on a short week. I'm curious if Tampa loses, what's Shiano's job look like, because he's on the hot seat down there in Tampa.
Oh, yeah. That's another topic of discussion I got. I've been calling for this guy's job since the season started, but that's another story. But, Jerry, what you got on that topic of this game? Why should we look at it with all these banged-up players?
NFL. Most popular sport going. The only other recourse, it's really tough. Sports fans, some people are going to migrate to hockey because there's hockey games on tonight. And then the World Series game on tonight. But this is
correct.
The NFL. This is the most popular sport in the country. It's football. Regardless of what level of players these guys are, I mean, they're pro players, but they're not the elite teams. Quite naturally, Tampa's 0-6, the Panthers are not that much better. But it's NFL, so people are going to tune in.
Well, here's the question, and I'm glad you led me into it because I was going to get to it anyway. You've got Game 2 of the World Series coming on tonight.
Mm-hmm.
You've got pretty much the opening, well, not the opening, but hockey's in full swing. You got NASCAR going on tonight. You've got college football going on tonight. Why should anybody other than the fans of these teams watch a 0-7 team, possibly going 0-8, against a 2-4 team? You know, it doesn't really make that much sense to do it
unless
you're a diehard fan.
Sure it does. You have to think. Besides, and I just realized that when you were talking, and I left two important reasons why people watch this game. Money. Betting interest on this game for one, and for fantasy football for another. So there's several reasons why people watch NFL games and an NFL game like this on a Thursday night where not two premier teams are playing. So you know, it's just another way of people get together. People go to bars on Thursday night or get together at someone's house on Thursday night to watch football, just like they do on the weekends. So it's just it's a very popular sport for people to watch and to vent, act crazy in their living rooms or in a bar or whatever. It's just a great way to spend time watching a football game.
Okay. Yeah. Comparing to
yeah.
sports, because we know you went to college for wiffle ball, not wiffle ball, but some type of sports scholarship, if I'm not mistaken. Why? Just why? These teams aren't even on college level. I'd rather watch Clemson.
Oh, stop. They're
on
college level. Stop.
Yeah, that's a stretch. The thing is, you know, when you're a sports fan, you don't usually like all sports, you know. I mean, you like some people like most, but the thing is, I mean, you know, hockey's okay, but not everybody's a hockey fan. And personally, I mean, I watched a lot of baseball as a kid, but as an adult, I lost patience with it. And I'm glad I don't watch baseball, because that ump really botched that call last night. And that's a sport, that whole sport is in the dark ages. You know, so if, you know, I'm mostly a football fan. I don't start watching basketball until after football season's over. So, and I'm a football guy. I'd rather watch two losing football teams than another sport. But,
right.
You know, part of being a sports fan, it's not very logical, just the nature of it. You know, you're rooting for laundry sometimes. You know what
right.
I mean? It's not logical. But not everything in life has to be logical. You know, we're humans. We're not Vulcans.
We're not Vulcans. That's the quote of the night. That is the quote of the night, guys. All right, check this out. You know, I'm looking at the Thursday Night Football inactives right now, right? Wide receiver Tavares King, wide receiver Marvin McNutt, quarterback Josh Thomas, Ahmad Smith, Brandon Williams, Dwan Edwards, and Stone Flew. For the Bucks, you got Doug Martin, Jeff Demps, Deshaun Goodson, Patrick Omaha, Carl Nix, Chris Omoatsu, and Derek, can't even get his last name. But you got three major names right there. Three major names that
mm-hmm.
are not playing. Now I can say this. If you want to see Greg Schiano go up in flames because you just don't like him, and the fans have even told him how to play Darrell Revis, we'll see if they play a lot of man defense tonight, because the city of Tampa has said you need to play him in man defense, which everybody in football knows he's better at, not zone.
Right.
You know, a lot of people are rooting for him to fail. They're rooting for him to fail. And it's tough because that's just the way he is. He's got that hard nose. I don't want to say militant or military attitude, because I know a lot of folks that aren't that way. You know, and they're still investigating whether or not he leaked Josh Freeman's situation out. NFLPA is. You know, so if I were going to watch this game, and I probably am after we do the show, is just to see them lose. Because just like Jeff said, how hot is this hot seat? I said this probably week one or week two, and I posted it in all the fantasy leagues that I have control over as far as the message boards. Will the Buccaneers tank the rest of the season just to get Greg Schiano fired? And I say this because look at the talent on both sides of the ball. Just look at the talent on both sides of the ball. There is no god-awful reason why the Buccaneers are 0-7. None at all, in my opinion. And I think we got Black on the line, so I'm going to bring Black in real quick and get his thoughts on this. Black, what are your thoughts on why should somebody watch this Buccaneers and Panthers football game as opposed to games of the World Series, hockey, NASCAR, and college football that's going on tonight? Not to mention MMA.
Before we get into all that, I'd like to say hello, boy. How's everyone tonight?
Hey, Black.
What's up, Black? How you doing, Black?
Doing good. I'm glad to see we have Mr. Gardner with us. Spilling APB out on your partners, Mr. Ricky and Mr. McCown. You know, with the Redskins game, I've been looking for all you guys, but I couldn't find. I hope you all in good health and everything. But
I'm hard to find.
I just was a concerned citizen. But
well, you know where I've been the past 3 months.
I think the people will be turning in to the baseball tonight. I don't think there's a lot of people going to be watching this Thursday night football. The games have been crappy. The past couple of Thursday games have been crappy. So I think everybody's going to watch this Boston story, especially with the Boston bomber going on. And a lot of people are backing the Red Sox. They got a lot of bandwagon fans now. So I think a lot of people will be watching this World Series tonight.
Okay, I agree too. I agree. Now, before we bring Denario, he's going to call in a little bit. There's two things I want to talk about. One is injuries in the NFL. You know, what is it that, you know, what's going on? Why are there so many injuries going on, even though the league is trying to, you know, prevent all of these things from happening? Brandon Merriweather gets suspended 2 games, gets fined, and honestly, I didn't see a bad hit between those 2 hits that he put on Brandon Marshall or Alshon Jeffries. I thought Alshon Jeffries was not a defensive player, caught the ball, took 2 steps, and he balled up. And the only reason why Merriweather hit him near his helmet was because he balled up. You know,
His suspension actually got reduced to 1 game, but the hit on Marshall, I mean, that was uncalled for. But it's very, very tricky with these refs now, because I don't see how you can lead with your shoulder and not have your head involved. It just doesn't make sense.
Anybody?
Yeah, Black's right on the money about that. I mean, thinking about why there seems to be more injuries, that's a tough one. I mean, I'm not sure. I mean, maybe these guys are getting too muscular. Maybe they need to improve the artificial turf or maybe some of the equipment. And some of these guys, and this is stuff that drives you crazy for fantasy, and I'll single one guy out. Miles Austin, who's got, you know, I think 4 years in a row, hamstring problems. This is the big leagues of pro ball. You think maybe he'd figure out some way to I don't know, stretch better or do something, you know? I mean, it's not like they got to work in the off season. I mean, try yoga or something. And believe me, if I was making the kind of money these guys were, I'd try acupuncture. I'd try everything. You know, and then boom, you know, it looked like this might be a comeback year for him, but, you know, he's got the hamstrings again.
The only thing that's going to work for Miles Austin is giving a call to our good old doctor friend, who knows him well, Dr. Galea, and getting some ACH in those hamstrings. If he's done, there's nothing really else that Miles Austin can do. Cole Beasley is doing an excellent job in the slot for us. Terrence Williams is stepping up big time. It's time to cut your losses. We already got rid of Ratliff. Miles Austin needs to be the next one on the chopping block.
A cowboy under the bus. I'm very happy about that. So my question becomes, when do you give up on Miles and then pay Terrence Williams? Now, again, this isn't a Jerry Jones special, you know, where Jerry loves to pay the guy after 1 year. And I love an owner that does that. But it seems, though, after we got the team, especially for the Cowboys, they don't produce that much. Maybe Romo does. Romo does. But not much. So, what do you think?
I don't even know the structure of how they can do it. There'll be $31 million over the cap next season. So I don't even know what the plans are going forward. I couldn't even tell you how I can pay him at this moment.
Sir, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay,
what's that?
You've been kind of quiet, bro.
I'm just listening.
You were at work.
He's waiting for Texas football to be brought up so he can jump on there. I know that guy.
Wait, for what?
He's
for the lingerie league? Well, we could talk about the pain issues in Houston. Like, who's going to be that running back come next
Sunday? I really don't want to talk about that, but that's okay.
I mean,
Black is trying to goad you on, but that's okay. That's all right. You're falling right into it too. So that's all right.
You know why?
Because
you put an APB out on me, and I'm here waiting on Denarian McCann to come on the show and talk about his music. So I might as well prod the monkey a little bit.
Okay, we got one. Talk about those weed smoking Texans.
Okay, so I think we got Denarian. We got Denarian, but we're going to answer this question real quick. Then I'm going to bring Denarian in. Ben Tate, a couple of crack readers.
Four to be exact.
Arian Foster. Four. Arian Foster, I believe he's a vegan, pulled hamstring, but we don't know how severe. They cut their backup, their third string running back for his injury that he had at the hotel when they were in Kansas City. Who's going to be the running back for the Houston Texans in a week? Or better yet, who's going to be the healthy running back for the Houston Texans in a week, Jerry?
Mr. AF, Arian Foster will be. I have every faith in the world that he will be the starting running back, without a doubt.
Okay. I hope so, because I need him. But right now, we're going to get into what we're really here for, or what I'm really here for, because I didn't want to take over the cruise show. I'm here to introduce the world to the music, the musical styles of former NFL wide receiver, former Philadelphia Eagle. I know him as a former Washington Redskin, because that's why I like him. Thanks, Steve Spurrier, for drafting this guy, bringing him in the league. Mr. Denarian McCants. Mr. McCants, welcome to the MSP Crew Show. This is your second visit, so we appreciate you.
Sure, appreciate y'all having me. I'm just letting you know I'm on my cell phone because I'm supposed to be in this basketball meeting. I'm in the hallway because I coach basketball, so I'm supposed to be in this meeting, man.
All right. Well, you know what? We'll make it real quick, and I'll play your music. But what I want you to do
is...
It's all great.
I'm just letting you know, in just case I lose you, I might have to call you back because I'm on my cell phone last time I talked to you. I was in the house.
All right. Well, real quick, we're talking about all these injuries and stuff that's going on in the NFL. You know, we're talking about... Why should anybody watch the NFL Thursday night game on the NFL Network when half of the stars are injured and not playing, and all these health issues that are going on in the NFL? Aren't they trying to create a safer environment, but there seems to be more injuries than ever?
Yeah, because basically what's happening is think of a callus. If you think of a callus, what happens when you get callus? You constantly wear on them fingers, so that skin builds up until you get to the point where you don't feel it anymore. So what's happening is the guys aren't hitting. The guys aren't coming to contact. So their bodies aren't physically ready to take that punishment. So then you go from not hitting for weeks at the end, and then all of a sudden you go on full speed. Their bodies aren't prepared to take those hits. Because if you pay attention, the old school kids, the old school guys hit every day full speed. You know, black college and colleges most of the time go full speed all the time, and you see less injuries. So from my perspective and my point of view, that's what happened. These guys aren't taking hits during the week, and they're not, getting their bodies physically ready to take those hits. So by the time the game comes around, first hit, that's a pull. First hit, and, now is a break. So I think that's what ended up happening. They're trying to make it safer, but they're making it softer.
Well, now I'm going to play devil's advocate. I love football. I love it to death. I got my kids playing it. I wish I could still play it myself. But didn't the players bring this on themselves with the new collective bargaining agreement where they decided that they didn't want to have two-a-days anymore in the summer? They didn't want to have but X amount of padded practices during the season and things of that nature. That was one of their cries during this past labor agreement.
Yeah, but like you say, what is a little saying? You know what I mean? Sometimes you don't always know what's good for you. You know what I mean? But at the same time, I think from my perspective, like I said, I think what should have been cut is definitely the training camp, because you wear yourself dead. You talk about you up 7 o'clock in the morning and you ain't down till 10 o'clock, and then you got to do this for 2 to 3 weeks at a time. And then you talking about the guys who aren't, you know, multi-million-dollar guys. You talking about they practicing 2 or 3 times a day full speed, you know what I mean, just to try to make the team. So in my opinion, the cut downs of the training camp definitely should have happened, because now guys are training all year. It's not like, you know, that rule became because guys used to have regular jobs. So they had to get in shape. So it took those 2 to 3 days, 2 to 3 weeks, that banging to get their body physically ready to play the season. Nowadays, it's a full-time job. You know what I mean? Even on the off-season, you're prepared. So from my perspective, I think that 2 or 3 weeks of preseason should have been cut. But you gotta build that couch. You got to get your body used to hit. I can even say that for when I was out for the 2 years and came back to Baltimore. Man, you talking about pain? I didn't know how high my pain tolerance was because I was so used to getting hit. So then those 2 years when I was just playing around in Canada in AY, real football, I wasn't getting hit. You know, not that speed of 250-pound linebackers and, you know, these 225-pound safeties.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, let's go back to your experience real quick. Last time you were on the show, you brought up the retirement plan, how the NFL was sitting on X amount of dollars for the retirement plan for a lot of these players. Mm-hmm. And now that they've settled that issue with the older players and said, okay, well, we're not going to discuss these concussion issues or these symptoms and stuff like that. We've paid these guys off. None of this ever happened. You know, so this retirement plan, all this money that's being held or whatever the case may be, I don't know how deep you are with the NFLPA because you're a retired player and all that other stuff, but how does that affect the current situation as far as getting help for these players nowadays that are going to have these mental issues, that are going to have the hip replacements, going to have the knees and stuff like that?
It's still business. NFL is like the government. they're gonna make it seem like they're doing something, but you know they still spending the wheel the same way they want. I will hope that, you know, it's hard to say because I can only speak for myself. I will hope that they will, you know, try to help some of these guys out, because I've seen guys who are only 50 years old and they got the wheelchair sticking in their windows. You know what I mean? So I've always thought that was an issue. You know what I mean? With guys who played in the 70s and 80s who still around, but they can barely walk. Can't, you know, they got bad health. You know what I'm saying? I'm still relatively young, but I'm going through neurological issues right now because I'm losing feeling in my fingers and in my toes. You know what I mean? So I'm sitting there emailing and texting like, look here, I need to go see a neurologist and see if they can fix this issue before it gets worse. And I'm only 35.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So what's going to happen at 45? What's going to happen at 55?
Man.
So that little bit of money that they took out, that wasn't nothing, man. $750 million? That's nothing when you make multi-billions.
Of course. And they're non-profits. My cousin, he beat that into my head, and then I had to find out that, yeah, they are non-profits. So it's not like they're paying a lot of taxes on this stuff. They're getting interest off this
money,
too.
Oh, you talking about the NFL?
Yeah.
It's a not-for-profit. It's a difference. The NCAA, the other thugs, they are non-profits. The NFL is not-for-profit. Yeah. They thugs, man. You know what I mean? It's like, okay. Because think about it. If it's not under NCAA sanction, you don't see them on TV. You don't get to compete. You don't have the best facilities. So it's just like every other monopoly in America, NFL, NBL. You can't go to another league and make multi-millions. So in my opinion, that's technically a monopoly, right? That's what they said.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you know who am I? I don't know, man.
Well, you know, I don't want to monopolize your time because we did say we're going to talk about the big, big things that's going on in your life now. I want to open up the floor to the other panelists here and get a question, a piece before we get into your music. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, it's all good.
All right. So, gentlemen, we've got Black on the line, we've got Jeff the Joker, and we've got JTATM Money, all leaders and hosts of Fantasy Sports Talk's Crew Show. We're going to go with Jeff, Black, and Jerry with your questions.
Hi, Denarian. This is Jeff. They call me the Joker. You played for the Redskins, and now you're singing professionally, and yeah, that's very interesting to me because I'm a big football fan. I like music too. Maybe you might have heard. Are there any other retired pro football players who got into music?
Well, the reality of it, it's a lot of them that do music, but it's always that crossover that's the hardest part. It's can you handle that crossover? Because what you'll realize is a lot of guys have a lot of music studios in their homes. And then it comes down to connections, and then you have that issue of trust. Is he really going to help me out, or is he just trying to use me for my money? So, you know what I mean? I took the lesson of life 101 and see who was going to really, you know, believe in my music versus, okay, let's just get a quick check. But you'll find a lot of guys, you know, more or less probably hip-hop more than R&B. For those who don't know, I do R&B. I sing. You know, I've been singing since, definitely since third grade when I got to elementary school. But it's a lot of guys who do it. Now, from my understanding, the only one who's actually made a living off of it is Wayman Tisdale, who used to play for the Spurs. Like,
right.
He actually plays jazz. And he actually makes a living off of music. And it's a difference versus, you know, if you ain't making no money, it's a hobby.
Oh, yeah. We know, brother.
All right, first of all, let me send some love out to my former Delaware State Hornet.
Big D. That's what's up.
That's what's up,
yes,
man. Talk to the people about your pro power performance while we got you here as well, man. Your mind of many ventures that definitely motivate me to do things out here. But talk about pro power performance for the people.
Well, speaking of that, in that nature, that's the goal. I try to encourage everybody to work for yourself, man, as much as possible, because that'll be more satisfactory than you working with somebody and they find you. And that feeling in your mouth and that feeling that you leave with, you know what I mean? Because I never was cut until I got to the Redskins, so I never knew that feeling. You know what I mean? Like, you see dudes on the sideline looking crazy, you know, through high school, but you know, until you get that feeling, it's like, nah, I don't want nobody else controlling my destiny. So from that point on, you know, I first started the music. And really the only reason the music slowed down is because I got married. And my wife is me singing to women late at night. She just wasn't having it. So that kind of put a little halt on that situation. And then I started a photography business, which I still have, but, you know, it's kind of on the back burner. Mac Vision Photography, and then, you know, it just that truly wasn't the passion I was looking for, so I started my personal training. I was always working out, and people always like, "Hey, McCann, yo, I know you know this, like, let's try this." So I'm getting, you know, I'm a consultant in the gym. So it got to the point where I'm like, "Look, I keep helping all these people, I need to get a check." So then I started something called Pro Power Performance, and it's basically for health and fitness, mental mentoring. And then, of course, obviously, performance training. So I go through the whole gamut, man, of people who want to get in shape, to people who want to get fit, to people who want to, you know, get better in performance in whatever sport they're playing. My program is based off the Bigger, Faster, Stronger program, which was initiated in 1978, in which I learned when I was 15 up when I was high school, and I just kind of modified it because I went pro. So when I from that mindset, you gotta kind of kick things up a notch. So once people understand how to work out and mentally prepare like a pro, it changes the whole platform on what you are on, no matter what level. For the most part, all my guys that I've ever trained are either starting or they balling somewhere.
That's what I'm talking about. All right, Jerry. And then we have a caller, Steve, on the line. I have a question for you, Denarian. So we're going to try to get your music as quick as we can. But go ahead, Jerry.
It says in your free time, Yes, my name is Jerry. In your free time that you mentor and visit young men in your community, do you also what level of young men do you talk to, and how long you've been doing that?
Man, I've been talking since I was young, man. I don't know if it, you know, that's just my blessing. If I feel, you know what I mean, people to an extent, I've always been a different dude. You know what I mean? So it was like people always want to know why I think or how I think. You know what I mean? And then they see that I'm just all my intentions are positive. All my intentions are good. You know what I mean? And I try to look at everything from 360 degrees. So that being said, I'm not biased to anything. You know what I mean? You show me the stats. You show me the facts. And then, you know, I'll give you my opinion. I talk to kids from 8 years old and up. So, you know what I mean? It's just all about how serious you want to make it. How detailed you want to make. I like to prefer to talk to guys middle school, you know, 12 and up, just due to the fact that they're about to start really hitting life. You know what I mean? Especially young black men, because, from my opinion, we target. You know what I mean? And we keep walking around with that target on our chest and not realizing that we target.
That's a great, great thing that you do and why you do it. And you're right, around the 12-year-old, the middle school kids, we used to call them junior high school when we all were young, but now they call them middle school. They've got life decisions that they're making at that moment. And that's a very impressionable age for everybody. But I want to bring in Steve. Steve has a question for you. He's calling from Maryland, and I'm going to let him ask his question. Steve, be quick and to the point, and ask a question of Denarian.
Hey, how are you doing today? It's really a pleasure to speak with you. I have a quick question for you. One question. Who is your favorite coach that you played for during your whole entire career?
Say that again. Who was my what?
Your favorite coach.
My favorite coach?
Head football coach in the NFL.
I don't like no head coach, man. I'm a player, man. I can say I respected Schottenheim, I respected Spurrier. Those probably the only two that I can think of as far as pros that I respected, man. Just due to the fact that they talk to you like a man. Like the way I was brought up, you look a man in his face and you tell him what it is. You don't sit there and lie to him. You know what I mean? Or don't tell him something else and have him deceive and thinking this is one thing when it's really another. You know what I mean? You got, you know, different situations where it's just like, you ain't got to lie to me. I'm a grown man. You know what I mean? And even if it's still, if I know the situation, I may be able to affect it. You know what I mean? Like my first year, Schottenheimer told me. He said, D-Mac, if you don't let your balls drop, man, we're going to have to cut you. And I understood. If I didn't play better, I was going to be released. You know what I mean? And then the reality of it, I was coming from a black college. I didn't think they was going to hold on to me in the first place. So I was told, yeah. You know what I mean? But when he told me that face-to-face, man-to-man, he said, we want you on the team, but if you keep acting, you keep playing like you ain't supposed to be here, we're going to let you go where you want to be. And then from that point on, my second game on, and I turned Showtime. You know what I mean? I turned my college ego on. You know what I mean? Because of the little dude I called Showtime. When I stepped on that field, it was Showtime, baby. So, you know what I mean? Like Dion had me on, I had Showtime. So whoever that little dude is in my head, they used to click, that's who I turned on.
Hey, Steve, thanks for asking that question. We got to get to Denarian's music. So if you just want to hold on, that's great. We appreciate you calling in. Just hit 2 for now. Oh, well, I guess we lost Steve. But I want to thank him for calling in and get that great question. But right now, let's get you what you're here for, young man. Let's talk about your music. All right? Soulful singer.
All right.
At the top of the show, I thought I was going to pick a beef with you. So I'm picking now. I'm picking now on the air so everybody can hear. I agree with you. Mike's number one. Michael Jackson, number one. Kelly's ain't number two, homie. Kelly can't be number two. The man is called Prince for a reason. Prince is number two. You can put R. Kelly's up there. but you got to put Prince, man. Come on. What's up with that?
Well, the same. Everybody know it. Just like I say, that's just the order of the music I like. You know what I mean? Like, everybody got their favorite. You know what I mean? Because if that's the case, we need to throw some rock in it. You know what I mean? Like, so it's just whatever was attractive to me growing up, that's what I'm, you know, that was my element on which comes out of my body. If you listen to my music, you'll definitely hear Mike, and that's intentional. And then you'll hear R. Kelly, and that's intentional. You know what I mean? And somewhere in the middle is me. You know what I mean? You'll hear some stuff that's, you know, and then I think some of the content on which I write is more me. You know what I mean? Because, like I said, once again, my perspective of life, I think, is a little different. And then if you listen to my music, especially the second album, I wrote most of it. I wrote 90% of it. Every song has a message. And I think that's the one thing, you know, with music I don't like nowadays. It's just party, sex, drugs, alcohol.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, where's the message? You know what I mean? So, you know, that, and that was the kind of music I grew up on. It was like, okay, you know, smiling faces. You know what I mean? You know,
right.
They tell you a message. You know what I mean? Them people smiling in your face, they stabbing you in your back. You know what I mean? So that's the kind of music I still stick with.
Okay. Well, I want you to set up this one track. I need you to set up this one track, okay? Because we mentioned R. Kelly.
Which one are you playing?
Well, I'm about to hook you up. You mentioned R. Kelly, and he got something called 12 plays. Explain to the people what 4 plays is before I play it.
4 plays, that's what it is. It's setting everything else up. It's 4 play before you get to play. When I wrote that joint, I actually was listening to, that was like what I do with some of my records is I take some of my favorite records and see how I can spin it. So 4 play was actually, I was listening to Step in My Room, oh yeah, that joint from R. Kelly. So when it first intros, it actually sounds very similar to his record. But then, of course, like I said, then I put me into it, and then I just kind of go from there.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you around somebody you love, unfortunately, nothing but men on this phone, so don't get no idea. But if you're around somebody you love, we about to set it up for the rest. Like Mary said, here's Mr. McCann, 4 play. I had to take it down.
What, are you getting excited or something? What's up with that?
No, no, fool. No, no. I was just saying, he was saying, let's do a 9-inch. And, I mean, I had a visual right there. Of course, it was me and my wife. But, you know, that was, okay, you know, you're nasty, man. You're nasty. You're trying to be R. Kelly for real.
Darren.
Yeah.
I got to ask you this question. You said you write most of your music. Did you write this song? And where do you get your inspiration for your music? I mean,
I wrote that. Yeah. Like all the ones I sent you, it was off my second album. I wrote, like I said, 90% of my second album. On my second album, I had one cover tune. I had one lady from Tennessee, I believe, or Texas or somewhere, where she heard my voice and she sent me a song. And it's a country song on there. And all my stuff can be found on iTunes and CD Baby and probably anywhere else. Because, you know, digitally now they just jacking stuff and selling and stuff. But, like I said, it was originally Step in the Room was one of my favorite R. Kelly joints. So, you know what I mean? When I got this track from this dude called You and I Can Make It Happen, that was the first thing I heard. I was like, yo, this is the Kells jam. So what I did is start listening to Kells, my favorite jumps. So I took that, like I say, the first intro and just twisted it. And then from that point on, that's all me. You know what I mean?
That's what's up.
I can see why wifey shut it down, man. You have to take on a lot of shopping trips.
Yeah, that's what I said. She said, like, you know what I mean? She was like, look, if you're married now, you got to be in housing for 12. I was like, man, the show don't start till 12.
Then,
you know,
exactly.
You have to ask the party. You know what I mean? Well, I was trying to explain to her. I was like, look, babe, I'm coming home, though. You know what I mean? Like, she didn't get that part. I was like, you don't understand.
Right.
It's 2 o'clock in the morning, but I'm home. I could say, you know, I've been drinking too much and I need to stay at the hotel for a little bit. Then, you know, you got a little trouble. But I was coming home, man. You know, and she just, you know.
No.
It is what
it is. You know
what?
She was listening to Kevin Hart. Let me explain. That's what she was doing. She was listening to Kevin Hart. Let me explain. That's what that was.
Let me explain.
All right. Yeah. All right. So look, we're talking about inspirations for songs, and that was a good question Jerry asked. This next track, I didn't play all of Foreplay. I'm gonna play segments of every song we got here because I'm gonna stream these all day tomorrow, and I'm gonna get to that in a minute. But this one track you got. I didn't even listen to it, but I'm going to tell you, the title made me think of my boy Teddy P. And you know what song I'm talking about, so prep it and tell the people what the title of the song. Denarian?
Yeah. What song you playing?
No, I was saying this one song reminds me of Teddy P. Turn the Lights Down. I was thinking about Teddy P.
Okay.
Hey, that's a good comparison.
So go ahead, tell the people
about the song. What made you write it? And what's it about?
Oh, you talking about Turn the Lights Down Low?
Yeah.
It goes, Turn the Lights Down Low. What's the name? That's actually that was my Kim, and it's in the falsetto, right?
Yeah.
It's like I'm singing high. Yeah. That's actually my Kim. K.E.M., singer, and Maxwell collabo. Like, I actually wrote that to Rock the Boat. So I was, was playing around in the studio, and Maxwell had to join Turn the Lights Down Low. And I was like, yo, the way he said that joint is ill. And then it just started falling together. And then that's where the hook came in. And then it was a Kim track that we was fooling with, too. So I had wrote the two different songs while we was playing in the studio. And then when I was one day, I was listening to them, and I just put them joints together. And so I was like, this is when if Kim and Maxwell ever did a record, that's what it would sound like.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Turn the Lights Down Low. Here you go.
Out of love, I can do it now.
Turn the lights down low. Yeah, some she needed to see. Now, brother, my question to you
yeah.
is, what are you doing when you're making these songs, man? I mean, you just sitting in there smoking something, or you just, like, in the mood or what?
Nah, I got problems, man. You know what I mean? Like, you heard of Jamie Foxx song, Three Letters?
Yeah.
Sex. All the time, on my mind, everywhere I go. Yeah, that's my problem. Like, I grew up, you know what I mean? Like, besides Michael Jackson, man, I'm Teddy Pendergrass. I'm Marvin Gaye. Anything that has sex in it, for some reason, I like it. You know, at an early age, my mom used to ask me, you know, I'm singing 12 play all loud in the bathroom. And, you know, I'm only 14, 15 years old. She said, what you know about 12 play? And I'm like, I don't know yet. But I know I like the song, you know what I'm saying?
I'm saying, yeah, that's the part here. All right, so here we go.
Hey.
We got about 7 minutes left of live air. So there are a few things I want to do. First of all, I want to thank you for coming on the show for a second time.
Appreciate
you're always welcome to come back. Whenever you want to come back or whatever topic you want to talk about, hit me up, hit Black up. And we'll get you on the air. Not a problem. Second thing I want to say, ladies and gentlemen, it's been long awaited. I've talked about it many, many times. But Spot On Radio will officially launch tomorrow morning, 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And what we're going to do is we're going to play four tracks from Denarian. One's called Forbidden Fruit. Foreplay, which you hear today. Another song called Hush. And Turn the Lights Down Low. We're going
to
stream that.
Yeah, the two you didn't play, those are the ones that everybody always go after. Forbidden Fruit especially.
Okay. Well, we're going to play them on Spot On Radio all night long. From 12 a.m. From 12 a.m. to 6 a.m., 6 hours of those four songs, back to back to back to back to back. We're going to launch our radio station, internet radio station, with these tracks. And we're going to feature it. So if you want to go to spotonradio.webs.com, you can check out what we have, who's been on the show, things of that nature. But you can also hear these tracks in their entirety from 12 a.m. to 6 a.m. all night long, all week long. During the day, you'll hear our shows, The Master Plan with JT ATM Money, Time Out with Sylvia Crawley, FSP Cruise Show, No Chase, Mac Williams, Jerry Taylor, and Fantasy Sports and Politics all day long, 24/7. 365. So we want to thank you, Denarian, for coming on the show. We're going to officially launch the internet radio station with all of your music tonight at 12 a.m. playing 6 hours straight. So if you want to send people there or if you want to give me more music between now and then, I can pump it out there and play it all night long. People might be making babies.
Oh, okay. I send you my two hot guns on my first album too.
All right, do what you got to do. Get them to me before you can get them to me in the next 2 or 3 hours. That would be great.
Yeah,
and I'll go ahead.
Like I say, after I go to this coaches, once I finish this coaches meeting, then I go back home.
All right, do what you got to do, and go half on a baby if you got to. I don't know if you got a track like that going on.
I got some stuff. Yeah, like you say, both of my albums get you right.
All right. So tell folks how they can get your albums and where they can follow you at to get to know you a little better.
You can get the albums on iTunes, CD Baby, and like I said, probably anywhere digital. And then you can always find me at Dynarian, anywhere. Anywhere you find that first name, you're going to find me. So far, I haven't found anybody that mimic me. I'm kind of upset. That's how you know you're famous, when people start taking your identity and trying to be you. You know what I mean? Like, I need somebody to start trying to take my identity and be
you. You're a funny guy, man.
That's
just
real.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Michael Jordan pages there, Allen Iverson pages. It's Michael Jackson pages. People act like they're Michael Jackson. You know what I mean? I don't need all that. But, you know, I need one or two. You know what I mean? Somebody steal my identity just a little bit.
Okay.
I tell you what. We're going to play your music all night long. Hopefully somebody steals something. Hopefully they steal something.
Yeah, they steal a track.
But if you want to pick up one of Denarian's CDs, go to iTunes or CD Baby. What's the name of the CDs?
The first CD is called My First Seven. Second album is called A Piece of Me.
My First Seven, and the second one is called A Piece of Me. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank Denarian for coming on the show, and we appreciate him. So, fellas, give him a nice, warm applause, round of applause, something like this. All right, Coach, get back to your meeting and hit me up with those emails so I can get that music pump it all night for you.
All right, for sure.
Hey, appreciate you.
All right, ladies and
gentlemen. Let's do it again, man.
Take care.
All right, y'all. Okay.
Again, if you ever want to do anything, just come on the air.
All right, we'll do, because I got some stuff coming up with a scholarship, so, you know what I mean, I'll hit you up.
Oh, we'll be more than happy to push it out there.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, Denarian McCain.
All right, y'all. Yeah. Y'all be easy.
All right.
Take care.
All right,
thanks for joining us.
So, Jeff, let me let him go real quick. Oh, he just dropped. There we go. So, Jeff, Black, and Jerry, what else you guys want to talk about? What did you think? Denarian had some salient points about the NFL and his ventures and his music. Real quick, before we go off there, what do you guys think? Jeff, go first. You're the music aficionado here.
Well, not really. I mean, I like music, but a lot of people like music. I liked the last song. That definitely sounded a little bit like Prince, you know? That's real interesting, you know, pro athlete getting into music. I hope he does well with it. I'm interested, if you're still on it, ask him if he's going to try to write songs for other artists, because that's where the money's at, writing the songs, you know. That's where the big money's at. But that's tough.
You can ask
him
that.
Real tough. So,
yeah, I mean, a lot of writers are better writers than they are singers. You know,
yeah.
So that's,
I mean,
that's,
he can sing
thing,
though. So that's, but
oh, yeah,
yeah, that, that's
oh, yeah,
where the money's at, is writing the songs. And if you get a hit, I mean, that's like a needle on a haystack. But if you write a hit, if you keep getting paid year after year, it's almost like the lottery.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. What you got, Black?
Oh man, me and D go way back, man. That's my BSU homie. I remember. It'll be like 30, 40 degrees outside. My man still in the cut-off shirt and shorts, going to practice, getting that workout in. So I'm glad to see his progression. I'm glad to see him hit the league, somebody from my class at DSU. So I'm very proud of him. And I'm glad he's doing all these ventures to get these young black men involved, man. A lot of my kids are lost. He's doing good things, man. I always appreciate it.
Good. Sounds like Jerry's in the bathroom again. Is that you?
That's not me. Don't even go there. That's not me.
He's back there with his weed smoking Texas.
I think so. We can talk about that Saturday. JT, I might need you to run the board again, homie.
Oh, okay. All right.
If you cannot, I'll find a way to get it done.
I have to let you know tomorrow. Now I can, but I'm not sure because I think that there's something my other half wants us to do. So.
Well, take care of that. If need be, we'll just run a rerun. Not a problem.
Oh, okay.
But what do you have to say about Denarian and his music and what do you have to say about NFL and his other projects?
Well, you know, what he said, I have a tendency to agree with him. The players didn't seem like one of the things they didn't want to do was practice for them. And I think they're paying for it with these really catastrophic injuries that are happening because their bodies, just like he says, aren't toughened up enough. And when they get a hit from a linebacker or something like that going at full speed, it's going to be more catastrophic than if they were used to it in pads and helmet and going full blast at each other during practice like they used to be in the older days. So I had to agree with him. I definitely was on board when he said that. So
yeah, I thought it was a point. That's what brought the issue. Did the players do this to themselves when
mm-hmm.
they said they no longer wanted to do two-a-days or you know whatever it is? And, you know, and Jeff made a good point, too, about these guys stretching and stuff like that. They don't do a lot of it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And when they do, they're doing it haphazardly. They really don't demonstrate that they can or they don't stretch hard enough, at least those that are getting all these injuries. A player like C.J. Spiller, he's got a bum ankle, and he's playing on it. I don't know why. If he's secure in the fact that they're going to keep that guy, and you know Fred Jackson, 31 years old, he's not going to steal his job. You know, I would rest.
I'm resting
in my fantasy league. You know?
There are strong indicators out there that this week he may get shut down. For this week. For the simple reason he's just not been effective when he's been out there, and it's not getting any better because he's playing on it.
Yeah. I agree.
Is Steven Jackson coming back anytime soon?
Today he's supposed to have practiced on a limited basis, so I know he said he's not 100%, but you have to wait. That's a wait and see. You have to wait until tomorrow, which is Friday. See if he practices any type of practice on Friday, and then go from there. I got him on a couple of my squads, and I have to wait and see if I'm going to put him in or whatever. Don't know yet.
Well, I tell you like this. Harry Douglas did very well versus Tampa's defense. He won't do that well versus another defense this week coming up. If Steven Jackson comes back, that means that Tony G might have a little bit more wiggle room. He only caught like one pass last week. And Jacquez Rogers, his value goes down, but it might go up because they can split him out. And he can go into the slot or he can go out as a wide receiver as well and catch some more balls. Because I think his two touchdowns last week were on passes, not rushes. He was targeted 9 times.
Mm-hmm.
He was targeted 9 times. Highest target. He beat Terry Douglas by 1, I believe. And Tony Gonzalez only got targeted like 3 or 4 times the entire game. So Steven Jackson returning would be a big plus, but I would not bank on it this week. That's just me. But anyway, fellas,
let me do a quick fantasy update before you leave.
Go
A lot of people were excited down here in the Washington area yesterday. when this news came out that Peyton Manning did not practice. But today he practiced for the Washington Redskins fans. So let me just break your hearts a little bit there.
Well, you know, since you end up breaking hearts, let me break those hearts of some of those Broncos fans. If Rasheem Mathis could get around there and do some damage, Brian Orakpo or Ryan Kerrigan can do the same. Now, will they? I don't know, because the Skins like to play zone defense. This is one game that I think they need to play man-to-man most of the time and blitz. The problem is that there's three stud receivers and one stud running tight end. And with Brandon Merriweather out for two games, I don't think
Reed
Dowdy
can. One game.
Oh, so they reduce it to one game. Okay.
One game.
So I don't think Reed Dowdy can cover tight end Thomas. And I don't have that much faith in Atari Bigby or anybody else in that secondary. I know they re-signed another player, another DB, but I still don't have faith in them to lock down those receivers like that. But they need to. They need to blitz Peyton. They need to hit Peyton, and they need to hit him often. And bring in that 6'7" second-year quarterback out of Arizona State and see what he's made of. But that's all I got on it. Jeff, we'll go around the horn and end this show. Jeff, Black, and Jerry, then I'm going to say something before we end the show.
Well, week seven in the NFL was like something out of pro wrestling with that ending with the Jets and the Patriots. And then Monday night, the Vikings job to the Giants, but I'm not complaining because a win's a win, and that's what the Giants needed. So, but yeah, it was like pro wrestling, no doubt. The Vikings took a dive.
Oh wow! It was scripted.
All right. Once again, I wish I had some violin music to play, but about to be week three. I'm cueing the violins again. Putting the APB out for Mr. McCall Moore, the Mr. Ricky Stevens. I'm in the Washington area, fellas. I still haven't heard from you, seen you. I mean, we're all in the same city. I hope you're okay.
Is this in reference to...
Very concerned citizen.
Is this in reference to the almost lost but victory by the Dallas Cowboys? Is that what this is in reference to?
Let me tell you, if we'd have lost the game, all 500 Redskins fans would have been on the line. So I'm just trying to figure out where these guys have gone. I hope they're not out full playing to Donarius music right now.
All right. The Cowboys finished talking. Now let's let the Texan speak about his whatever he's going to speak about. Go ahead, JT.
Well, tune in on Friday to No Chaser with myself and Mac Williams. It's going to be sparks are flying as usual. Black listened to the show last week and heard me and Mac go at it tooth and nail.
Mm-hmm.
It's all good.
pretty heated.
Excuse me?
I said it was pretty heated.
Yes. And that's on a regular basis. When we start talking politics, me and Mac are on two different sides of the pond, or so to speak, and it's very hard for us to come in the middle and meet. So tune in, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the No Chaser Show with Mac Williams and me, JT. Also on 1 o'clock, Saturday, FSP. Whether it's a replay or whether it's me live, you're still going to get it. 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on Sunday is the master plan. I am there all by my widow self, unless one of my co-hosts happened to call in. I'm talking fantasy football and with all my sneaky picks and starts and sits.
Hey, Jerry.
Yes, sir.
I just got a text from Rex Ryan.
Ha 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 ha!
he says, come on home, man. Just come on home.
I am not going anywhere.
I told you what it was. Whatever team Jerry supports, their quarterback and team goes into disarray. So, that's what it is. That's what it is. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Were you finished, Jerry? Were you finished?
Yes, I was. Yes.
Well, what should I write back in this text, man? I don't want to leave my man right kind of like this.
No,
that's okay. When they get worn out by the Broncos, I don't need to say any more, Black. When they get worn out by the Broncos, he'll be incognito, just like all the other Redskins fans. You know that.
not this, Slim. Hey, don't even go there, homie. Don't even go there. Bottom line is this, ladies and gentlemen.
PayPal.
You know what? 1 year, 400. Let's remember that.
Hey, 200 is coming pretty quickly. Remember that.
No, it ain't. I guarantee you, it won't happen. It'll be
We're at four. We need three more. It's going to happen. Trust me.
No, it's not.
Okay.
You're getting
I want you to have that positive thinking. I do want you to have that positive thinking, because the more you think positive like that, the bigger the letdown. So I want you to think positive.
You are such a old fossil. I want to use a curse word, but I can't. All right. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Frank Sports Topics Crew Show, normally hosted by JK ATM Money and Black the Book. Well, can't call the book Black, as well as Jeff the Joker. What in the world?
I don't know.
Somebody's taking a shower? All right. Anyway, here's what I want you guys to do. This is crazy. This is some craziness. Here's what I want you guys to do. When you get off of these airwaves, you're finished listening to us, go to www.spotonradio.webs.com. Check out our site. Listen to what we have to offer. Shows like this and many, many others are what we provide. Information, motivation, and variety. We're trying to take things to another level, and hopefully someone will pick us up. We already had one curious individual, but I'm not sure what's going to happen with that, but we'll see what happens. But I want to thank everybody listening to FSP Crew Show. I will probably have to host you next week.
That's a whole in-house setup.
Hey,
hit
me offline on that.
I would need my Jersey boys to come down and come party with me. We can go live on air while we're doing the radio.
Oh, gotcha. I would love for that to take place. But we'll see what happens. All right, so at any rate, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening to Fantasy Sports Talk. It's true show. It's me, this FSP, sitting in. I will not be here next week hosting. It'll be JP ATM Money, his co-host, Jeff the Joker, Black the Bookie, maybe Ricky Stevens, maybe my cousin. Who knows? They might have another guest. Well, thank y'all for listening. So, JT, get us out of here.
Well, on behalf of all the guys at FSP and our guest host, you've been listening to...
Yeah. It's Mr. Anchor. Fantasy Sports and Politics Crew. Yeah, check. Fantasy sports and politics. Ain't no other talk show hot as this. Cover every sport and we get it all right. Log on the site, you can listen tonight. Talk about the game, who in first place. You can even call up, state your own case. Football, b-ball, soccer too. Log on, ain't nobody stopping you. It's Fantasy Sports and Politics Crew. Yeah, come on. Fantasy Sports and Politics Crew. Yeah. Fantasy Sports and Politics Crew. Fantasy Sports and Politics Crew. Yeah, log on.